All spiritual traditions agree that there is one supreme self, one infinite intelligence that both transcends and pervades the cosmic dream. That single intelligence, because it is all-pervading, is filling your consciousness right now. But that singular, absolute self produces subsets of itself. And each soul is a subset of the Absolute. And within its own frame of reference, it is infinite. But it is infinite within an infinity of infinities and cannot know anything out of its own subset. And each ego produces a subset, each soul produces a subset of itself, which is the ego. And so you have a subset of a subset, twice removed from the source of your real self, your true nature, your absolute consciousness. And the ego has only a very tiny sliver of the information available to the Absolute Self. And because the ego's subset is itself productive of further subsets in the form of conflicting drives and desires, the mind is always filled with interference patterns, mental chatter, emotional agitation that prevents clear seeing into the self and clear apperception of the messages, the signals, the information, the power that is being transmitted from the Supreme Self through the soul to the ego. But because the ego is decentered from its own capacity for receiving that information, being blocked by the defensive strategies of the ego to try to maintain a consistency of illusion of existence separate from its own supreme background information and energy, because of its own desire for autonomy, it loses touch with its source. And once out of touch, it loses the appropriate calibration of its own will, its own desire, its own destiny, its own common sense that become distorted by wishful thinking and projections and identifications with the projections of others and desire for approval and desire for power and all of the various other forms of intentionality that destroy the peace of mind and freedom to clearly understand reality that is only available to the consciousness that has transcended the ego limitations and divisions and has entered fully again into the real self. It is this breaking free of the limited vessel of consciousness in order to access the higher power of the soul and then to use that power to bootstrap oneself into the source of soul consciousness, which is God, the Absolute Self, that is who we really are. And it is our willingness, our courage, our persistence, our wisdom in understanding our right and our ability to break through the shell of the ego and fly into the ether of consciousness as pure soul, and to transcend even the soul's limited, infinite nature of serial birth and rebirth on the wheel of karma, to graduate entirely from the need to become an apparent entity in the world and have access to the transcendent glory of God as our true abode and true nature, requires letting go of all identifications with the being in the world and all identifications with desire and with fear and with a mortal body that is subject to death, to pain, and to a mind that is subject to suffering because of its identifications. It is the freedom from the karma that is produced by too small a consciousness with too small a circle of concern and too small and limited a capacity even to imagine or to have access to the creative intelligence that can free one from the traps produced by the ego mind that require soul consciousness to awaken from the dream and become master of a reality in which the ego has become enslaved to its own sense of lack that needs to find fulfillment on the phenomenal plane. It is only when that economic indebtedness of the psyche to the other has been completely paid off through one's transcendent compassion for all and one's omnicentric recognition of the divine nature of all beings as manifestations of a superorganismic whole, only when the egoic desire for power, dominance, and specialness have been surrendered into the humility that brings again access to the unity, the oneness of that supreme intelligence that moves us all, only then are we able to actually feel the presence of the Tao, the will of God within, and allow that will to move us through the world. The will of God, not the will of an ego, not even the will of a soul seeking liberation and salvation, but that of the God Self with the power to offer and transmit that salvific energy that can liberate the consciousness from all of its bondages here and now without limitation. Claim the power, the beauty, the goodness, the joy, the freedom of your real, ultimate, absolute self, rather than being limited in one of its lesser vehicles. It is this offer of the absolute that you have the ability to accept at any moment and be free from all suffering and be free to access the infinite power of the God Self, the power for goodness, the power for ending a reign of evil, of narcissism, of selfishness, of stupidity that the world is now subject to because of the fall into the lowest level of consciousness. And you have the power to bring about a rise of that consciousness and the return of the kingdom of heaven to a world that is dying for lack of the presence of that supreme light and love. May you be vehicles of that supreme power in this plane of illusion and darkness, so that the light of God through your heart and through your vision and through your sacrifice are able to reignite the fire of spirit and bring about a death of the hell realm of Kali Yuga and a rebirth of the heavenly abode of the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in the transcendent sphere forever. Now is the moment for that transition into a new world to take place through the transformation of the heart of every seeker of truth. By opening the heart to total and unconditional love. May you choose that path of love and light, of goodness, of strength, of egolessness, in order to be a model that activates the morphogenetic field to reproduce that vibrational frequency of total coherence and unification that opens the mind and heart of every being to the one absolute self to whom we must give all and from whom we receive every grace. May we receive the peace that comes of having become a server of the will of God, and thus a receiver and a transmitter of that power of love, of truth, and of strength, courage, and freedom that are the primary gifts of God in bringing about humility, purity, and transcendental realization of what is truly real. And may we know the even deeper peace of the realization that the source of goodness is within and abides as the core of one's heart, one's essence, one's eternal being that has never been lost or separated from. And may we know the supreme gift of the peace that comes of realizing that level of selfhood that has never fallen into forgetfulness or identification with matter or with time or with a subset of itself and has forever shine with the absolute light and forever shall shine with that absolute light that guides all beings home to the supreme abode and to function as that welcoming infinite space of empowerment and acceptance that enables every being to merge into unity and dissolve all separation and all illusion of suffering into the peace that transcends the understanding of any mind. May you abide in your real nature without obstacle, without limitation in time or space, without forgetfulness, without internal opposition to your own real nature. And transmit that freedom, that bliss, that wholeness that enables every soul to shed its shell of pain forever. Stay.